You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and that means Archie MacDonald is with us. Today, he gets to the bottom of some popular expressions that have been with us for centuries.
History has been my life and the way I made a living for half a century, and I have mostly taught it straight, at least as straight as I could, considering there's so much more of it than I know. Nevertheless, Judy accuses me of making up history, what she calls history according to MacDonald, suggesting that I just make things up so people can enjoy a good story. Admitting no culpability here, I offer these examples on the origins of common expressions. Before photography, one's image had to be sculpted or painted, and artists charged their patrons so much for each arm or leg in the picture. Arms and legs are limbs, so including one increased the cost. Hence the expression, "That cost me an arm and a leg." In the days when people bathed infrequently, women generally kept their hair covered and men shaved their heads to avoid lice. Wealthy men bought woolen wigs, which could not be washed lest they shrink. So to clean them, they hollowed out a loaf of bread as a shell for the wig and baked it until the hair was free of pests and also fluffy. People then called the wearers big wigs because they were powerful and wealthy. In those same times, politicians, now as then, needed to know what constituents liked and disliked. So they sent assistants to taverns and pubs. The expression, "go sip some ale," meant to listen to conversations and report their political concerns. The words "go sip" became one when referring to information gathered this way. That word is gossip. In those same taverns and pubs, beverages were served in pint and quart containers. A barmaid had to pay close attention to keep the pints and quarts coming to customers who ordered one or the other, so she had to mind her P's and Q's. Most colonial houses were essentially one room with only one chair, and food was served on a board that folded down from the wall. The head of the household usually sat on the chair at mealtime, and everyone else took their food on the floor. They called the one occupying the single chair the chairman, thus the expression "chairman of the board." Once a tax was placed on the ace of spades in a deck of playing cards, so some people just bought the other 51 cards to avoid paying the tax. Others thought them stupid or dumb, so they said such people were not playing with a full deck. And my personal favorite, in olden days, hunters fried cornmeal rolled in balls to toast to hunting dogs to keep them from barking and baying so much. When doing so, someone inevitably said, "Hush, puppy." I promise I did not make any of this up. It all came from Jim Jeffers, and I just feel certain that Jim would not tell a tall tale unless it was true.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. His commentaries air every Friday at 7:35, and you can hear a sampling of his archived commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Just click on the program guide at the top of the page. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is made possible in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on Red River Radio.